USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky.
First victim's name is Wendy Winters.
Updating you now on the situation in Maryland, police IDing the people shot and killed inside the office of the Capital Gazette newspaper in Annapolis.
Second victim is Rebecca Smith. Third victim is Robert Hyacin. Fourth victim is Gerald Feshman. And the fifth victim is John McNamara.
The acting police chief says the gunman lives in the state of Maryland, used a shotgun, and looked for his victims as he walked the lower level of the building. People who work at the Capital Gazette say it's a soft target. There's no security at the front door or in the parking lot.
It's a very open scene, and a man with a shotgun could do a lot of damage.
Maryland Governor Republican Larry Hogan praising police for their extremely quick response.
The fact that they responded within 60 seconds, I want to give serious praise to Anne Arundel County.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
More now on the Maryland newspaper shooter. Some news outlets reporting he's a white man, 38 years old. There is still no word on a motive, but police say he came to the location to harm people.
We don't have an identification on him yet. We do know he's a white male, adult male, and the gun that was used is described as a long gun, so I don't have the specifics on that, but we do know it was a long gun.
President Trump in Wisconsin at a groundbreaking ceremony for a company called Foxconn, which is building a new factory complex.
There is no better place to build higher and grow than right here in the United States. America is open for business more than it has ever been open for business.
The president saying America is open for business and there's no better place to hire and grow than the United States.
We've created 3.4 million jobs since the election, including over 300,000 manufacturing jobs, the highest percentage of happiness by manufacturers.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
More and more people asking Alexa questions, and now a new survey shows us what you want her to do. Here's USA's Tim Berg.
The technology behind voice assistants like Amazon's Alexa and Google's Assistant may be complex, but a new survey actually found out what people are asking their smart devices, and they seem to be pretty simple things. According to the survey of over 1,000 people, 65% asked Alexa how to play music or turn on the radio, another 50% wanted some help listening to news and weather, and 20% actually needed help boiling an egg. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Atlantic City, New Jersey hasn't seen this much activity in years, so if you're feeling lucky and slots, roulette, craps your thing, well, there are two brand new places in the city to place your bets. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with details.
Two new casinos now opening their doors to gamblers in AC, the Ocean Resort and the Hard Rock. Ocean Resort is the former Revel Casino, which closed after bankruptcy a few years ago. The Hard Rock was once the Trump Taj Mahal, before it too closed its doors. Together they hope to create nearly 7,000 jobs, and many say it's a hopeful step for a gambling city that's been slow to rebound after the closure of five casinos in the past 4 years. Hard Rock and Ocean Resort betting in part on continued growth from gambling revenue that increased last year for a second straight year in Atlantic City. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.